The stories in today's Daily raise important questions about what it means to fully and safely participate as a citizen. The International Olympic Committee has provisionally lifted the suspension of its Russian affiliate, potentially paving the way for Russian athletes to compete under their nation's flag at the 2028 Summer Olympics. In the United States, people born here to immigrant parents are feeling able to move forward after the Supreme Court's recent decision affirming the principle of birthright citizenship. And amid heightened threats against Israel, American Jews share concerns about their place in society. Each story requires more discussion and more listening. As a rabbi for a synagogue in Brookline, Massachusetts, told Monitor reporter Dina Kraft, "We want to wrestle with the serious issues that touch our hearts and encourage people to talk about them." It's Thursday, July 23rd. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kendra Nordine Beato. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. President Donald Trump threatened to strike Iranian civilian infrastructure sites. He said the United States would target a power plant or a bridge for each time that Iran fires into the Strait of Hormuz. The threat, issued via social media, comes after 11 nights of U.S. strikes on Iran and after Iran fired on Jordan. The four Iranian missiles fell on Aqaba, with Jordan intercepting two of them and the other two landing in unoccupied areas. Negotiations between the warring nations appear to be at a standstill. Prices for Brent crude oil rose to over $94 a barrel. A federal appeals court overruled the release of a Palestinian student from immigration detention. Mohsen Madawi, who led pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University, was detained during a citizenship interview last year. A district judge in Vermont later ordered his release. The appeals court ruled that the judge erred by intervening before the case could proceed through immigration court. The decision mirrors an earlier one in the case of Mahmoud Khalil, a green card holder who has faced the threat of deportation over his pro-Palestinian activism. Mr. Madawi's lawyers vowed to appeal. Also, French President Emmanuel Macron is set to sign legislation restricting teen social media access. On Tuesday, the French Parliament passed a landmark law that will restrict those under 15 from unfettered social media access. It's the first European country to impose the ban, though other countries, including the United Kingdom, have also proposed social media age limits. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. Two recent killings of immigrants by Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers have raised questions about whether the shootings were justified. Officers wearing body cameras would add a piece of evidence to contested encounters. Sarah Matusik reports for The Monitor. Saudi Arabia has long pushed for a nuclear program to support economic growth. The United States, which has sought to avoid a Mideast nuclear arms race, previously had imposed strict restrictions on sharing nuclear technology in the region. Taylor Luck reports from Amman, Jordan for The Monitor. A recent Supreme Court decision affirmed that anyone born on U.S. soil is an American citizen. But the fact that the case reached the High Court and reaction to the decision signals that the national discussion about birthright citizenship is not settled. Henry Gass and Scott Baldoff report from Washington and Austin, Texas, for The Monitor. Many Jews report a less welcoming climate in the United States. As they deal with threats amid heightened criticism of Israel, many are also grappling with this question: what does it mean to be an American Jew today? Tina Kraft reports from Washington for The Monitor. One of the more painful parts of the break with the West for Russians has been their country's exile from international sports competition. That might be in the process of ending now, though at a potential domestic political cost for Moscow. Fred Weir reports from Moscow for The Monitor. George Forster's globe-trotting youth made him more tolerant of indigenous peoples and customs than most of his peers, writes biographer Andrea Wolfe. She brings to life the frigid days as British explorer James Cook and company navigate Antarctica. But the book, The Traveler, seems to bloom when the expedition glides into warmer climes. Contributor Danny Heitman writes for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on how the EU is moving forward on expanding its membership and the rule of law. The rule of law across Europe is on a broadly positive trajectory, according to the just-released 2026 European Commission Rule of Law Report. Reforms that bolster independent justice systems and align anti-corruption rules to continent-wide principles are part of this arc. In a global context, where democratic norms appear to be on the back foot and several governments are flexing authoritarian muscles, this is good news. But in a note of caution, the same document also points to uneven progress, particularly among Eastern and Central European countries. The report found that 47% of its 2025 recommendations for improved rule of law had been acted on. Other data shows that citizens in 17 EU countries and businesses in 18 perceived judicial independence as having improved or stayed stable from the previous year. And despite some evidence of hostility to journalists, the EU Balkan zone remains in first place in regional rankings in the latest World Press Freedom Index. Alongside these findings, there is a renewed openness to new members joining the 27-country union. Last week, the EU held talks with Albania and Montenegro, which have already completed more than half of the requirements to join, and with Moldova and Ukraine, which are only just beginning negotiations. It's really a Super Tuesday for enlargement, Le Monde reported EU Commissioner Marta Kos as saying on July 14th, the day of the most recent membership discussions. For more than two decades, we haven't had four accession conferences in one day. The last time a new member was added to the EU was 13 years ago, Croatia, in 2013. To overcome this expansion inertia, EU founding nations France and Germany have called for a new process of structured, gradual integration. This would grant candidate countries some early trade and integration benefits, but would hold off on granting full voting and representation rights until all required structural and governance changes are in place. The Prime Minister of Albania had earlier indicated a willingness to waive voting and veto rights to speed up inclusion. EU members are supportive of enlargement, Commissioner Kos noted, but only if the candidate countries are delivering on good governance. Her comment points to the stalled membership negotiations with countries including Serbia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, and North Macedonia over failure to implement reforms. Even EU members such as Slovakia and Hungary have seen declines in rule of law indicators. But with April's decisive popular vote against longtime autocrat Viktor Orbán, Hungary now signals hope for democratic renewal and recovery. A new active political generation is beginning to unfold before our eyes, a Hungarian political analyst told the Associated Press. Its strong sense of justice, the analyst said, is incompatible with the authoritarian exercise of power and the corruption. This trend is in evidence across the region, where voting constituencies have consistently protested corruption and called for democratic decision-making in recent years. The citizens of Central and Eastern Europe prize the rule of law as much as the rulemakers in the EU. Both forces, together pushing for transparent, honest governance, will likely be hard to resist in the long run. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how God is ever-present truth, knowable to each individual and always available to liberate and heal. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Madara Udayakong, Mackenzie Farkas, and Tim Malone.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.